Thousands of anti-government protesters took the streets across Syria today after a televised appearance by President Bashar al-Assad, shouting for him to step down and chanting, "Gaddafi is gone, now it's your turn, Bashar." During the demonstration, security forces opened fire in the central city of Homs, killing at least one person. Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Council met today to discuss allegations of human rights violations in Syria. UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay told the meeting that the government must honor its pledge to halt the use of the military to crack down on peaceful protests and release those detained on the basis of participating in the protests.
The government of Syria has also informed my office of reforms introduced by the government. These include lifting the emergency legislation, abolishing the Supreme State Security Court, and granting amnesties for thousands of detainees, legislating to regulate peaceful assembly and establish political parties and new electoral and information laws. However, these pronouncements have been followed by more excessive use of force, of killing of demonstrators, mass arrests, and reports of torture and other abuses. The bloodshed in Hama, Latakia, and other Syrian cities just in the past 3 weeks seriously undermines the credibility of the reform initiatives.